Well, look who's back. It's First Off You're Wrong, a podcast by two dudes that are smart enough to see problems, but too dumb to figure out how to fix them. I'm Luke, with me is Jeremiah.
Hi.
Last week, we had the episode, Christian Colleges. What did we learn?
A higher education.
That's right. And our conclusion?
Yeah.
Exactly. There was none. Pushback? It's Monday, so we have no clue.
Yeah, we're recording early this week.
Well, you know, we used to do this all the time, though. Mm-hmm. So yeah. We never know what people's thought about our episodes, and so we'd get to the next episode, and then we'd be like, oh, yeah, that dude who talked about the episode mm-hmm. two times ago?
Yeah.
Those are the good old days, man. Now we're just...
I posted today. I did do it.
Oh, you did?
I did. I remember.
What time did you do it?
Like 12, 15.
That's really good. What kind of... Where do you get that footage from? My favorite awkward footage you've ever used is the one with the soldiers. I can't remember what that was about.
That was Christian nationalism, I think.
And they were like, because you said I couldn't figure out what stock footage to use, but it was like these soldiers in red coats.
Yeah.
And they looked pretty clean for soldiers, but you know, whatever. That's fine. Anyway, if you...
Okay, I guess I won't tell you where I get it from.
If you were offended by our last episode, well... All right, hit him with a disclaimer.
All right, as you guys know, this podcast is mainly opinion-based. Of course, as Christians, our utmost authority is the Word of God. However, some of the things we talk about might not be directly addressed, or they might be more of a gray area in the Christian life. Our goal with the podcast is to make you come away thinking about things you maybe haven't thought of before, or taking things you have thought of in the past and just putting them in a new perspective for you. With that said, Luke, what are people wrong about this week?
People are wrong about boycotts.
Boycotts?
Boycotts. Has nothing to do with boys.
What about cots?
Not even with, you know, hanging with the boys. Boys aren't back in town.
The Saturdays? Are they for them?
Saturdays are always for the boys.
Saturdays are for them.
But, yeah, I don't know about cots either. I don't know where this word came from.
Have you ever
from.
Slept in a cot?
No, I was offered one time. We went on a camping trip recently, and they were like, hey, I have a cot for you. And I
recently?
Said, yeah, I went. It was a buddy of mine's bachelor party, and they were like, we're going to go camp. And I was like, actually, sounds great.
That does sound like a great
It was time. Awesome. And Aaron, go listen to Pokemon and Manosphere, he made steaks for all of us, ribeyes on a little paper plate in the middle of nowhere next to a fire while it was raining. Nothing like it. Actually, it was really kind of crazy when it rained because I thought it would be horrible, but... The fire just dries you up pretty quickly, so it just kind of was like on and off, and I just stayed up all night. It was great.
Yeah.
Sat there and talked to friends for a long time. Anyway, going back to the boycott part of this whole entire episode, which is what this episode's about, what would you say a boycott is?
Not buying something. Not participating in things because of a certain reason. So, you know, it could be a political boycott, and you don't go to... someone might say, oh, I don't go to Hobby Lobby because they're conservative Christians, right? I'm boycotting Hobby Lobby because they don't, you know,
right.
Their ESG score is too low.
Speaking of Hobby Lobby, and this has nothing to do with Hobby Lobby. When people were boycotting Chick-fil-A, I don't know, this came to me in the car because I was listening to, was it Belief It or Not? I think they're just a bunch of atheist dudes because it's just unbearable.
It's a good name for a podcast, though.
Belief It, right? Or not. Yeah. So, Sorry. That was my backpack.
That was the most slow fall. It was going computer. Like a quarter of a mile an hour, and then you freak out.
Okay, calm down. So I was listening to them. They're talking about boycotts. Of course, they brought up these boycotts that Christians do. And they were like, yeah, and their responses are like, when we boycotted Chick-fil-A, their responses were like, we're going to have Chick-fil-A days. And they were crazy. And then literally, and they were bad-mouthing that. And then the next sentence talked about when Starbucks was getting boycotted for whatever it was. I don't even know.
Red cups.
And they go, yeah. And so I saw it on Facebook. Someone was talking about it. And so I was like, sounds like I'm going to go to Starbucks today. And I'm like, you just said that was stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm
inconsistency
sorry.
And bankruptcy of atheism.
It's
right
okay.
There.
I'm probably going to have that in this episode. So, but I think also it came to me in an epiphany while I was driving.
A what?
An epiphany. And
a what? Say that word again. Slow.
Epiphany. Yeah. So it came.
Areopagus.
It came to me an epiphany that on the way here, someone that would boycott Chick-fil-A, if you ever listen, they always go, like, have you ever had Chick-fil-A? I'm like, yeah, I've had it. It's, I mean, it's all right, whatever. That is such garbage. They love Chick-fil-A. They eat the chicken. They go, wow. I'm not like the biggest Chick-fil-A fanboy, but I will say that it is by far the best tasting chicken to me that is out there in the fast food realm. Actually, in any food realm, because when I go to a fine dining restaurant, which is never, that chicken does not taste good, and they always grill it. Who wants grilled chicken? But anyway, you're lying to yourself that you will go, everyone says, they go, do you like Chick-fil-A? And they're like, oh, wait, no, I don't. It's okay. It's not like that good, so I don't really care. It's like, no, you love this. You absolutely love it, and you're a liar. I just want to say it.
Yeah. I maintain Chick-fil-A, it will never be the absolute best chicken sandwich you will ever have.
I know where you're going with this, yes.
However, if Popeye's, if their chicken sandwich truly is, which I've had their chicken sandwich, it's a good chicken sandwich.
But chicken sandwich wise, I think Popeye's is better.
But how often do you go to Popeye's for a Chick-fil-A sandwich?
Never.
Never. Because the experience of a Chick-fil-A versus the experience of a Popeye's is so radically different.
Right.
I actually, like a few months ago, I had a bad experience at Chick-fil-A. And so I, you know,
Why didn't you call up there and have them get on their knees, beg for mercy like they always do, and then give you all the free food in the world?
Well, it was the one downtown, and they're never.
Oh my goodness, good. My wife has called.
And it was, and that one, there's no drive through. It's just a drive up, and it took like 30 minutes for them to get the food out, and then all this other stuff.
And then you said thank you, and they didn't say my pleasure.
Yeah, they just threw the chicken through the window.
I mean, 100%, they do that to us all the time. We used to go there,
but
live down there.
I complained, and then the person on the other end of the phone was like, I am so sorry that happened, you know what? And then I got, like, personal emails back from the manager of that restaurant and everything, like, saying, hey, we saw that you got this. We are so sorry. Let's make it up to you. And I got, like, a gift card and a free ice cream cone. I was like, great.
100%.
Why not? Would that ever happen at a Popeye's?
Hey, I just want to let you know my experience was bad. Who's talking to me? that's what you get on the phone, dude. I'm telling you, like, I go into Popeye's. There's one over in the area where I work, and the floor is like an ice skating rink because it's so greasy on the floor. The people are so nasty. It's like I feel like I'm gonna die every time I'm there. And also I've had it where the sam. Another thing about Chick-fil-A, this is no longer episode of Boycott, it's just about Chick-fil-A, but Chick-fil-A, the sandwich is the same every time, except the Saturday, it was a little smaller than it normally is. But 99% of the time, it is the exact same. Mm-hmm. If I go to this Chick-fil-A, if I go to this Chick-fil-A, the food is the same size. I get it. I know I'll be happy. That's the thing about McDonald's. Like, you go to McDonald's, you're like, I'll get a Big Mac. Well, a Big Mac between the McDonald's in this city versus, you know, this one, it's so drastically different. This one is like gray. This one's like, looks like, what is beef supposed to look like? Gray?
Not gray.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, whatever. They're liars. They don't know what they talk about. Forgive them.
The point of the Chick-fil-A comment I made is it will never have the best chicken sandwich. It definitely will never have the best fries unless they change everything about what they are. I hate the waffle fries at Chick-fil-A. I love waffle fries, but I don't like them at Chick-fil-A. But it will always be the best experience, and it'll always be the same experience.
100%.
So, anyways, you're talking about atheists or non-Christians boycotting Chick-fil-A or Hobby Lobby because of that, but I mean, you brought up Starbucks when a lot of Christians boycotted Christmas. Starbucks because of the red Christmas cups, because there was no, it didn't even say Happy Holidays. It was just a red cup from Starbucks for Christmas.
Yeah. Also, there was like something, I don't think these guys blamed it on Christians, but I'm pretty sure it was just like a political thing. It was like they supported the refugee, and we had the refugee thing going on here. We're like, we're not going to have any refugees. And then they were like, yes, we are. And then we're like, Starbucks is like, okay, yeah, we need to get in on this.
Yeah.
as America's coffee place, here's our stance.
And like, okay. The thing with all those companies that do it, even like, you know, Target, which always has the Pride sections, except...
I will get to every boycott that I thought about, okay? But don't take up all
I'm
my...
I'm not going to take all of them.
Don't take all of my thunder.
I'm not going to take them. You thought I was going to take them. I'm not going to take them. But, wow.
Hey.
Don't say his name, but answer the phone and tell him what he's interrupting.
Hey, I'm recording a podcast. What's up? All right, bye.
Anyways, outside of that very obnoxious phone call that you just took, I'm not going to bring up every single one right now because you obviously want to do that and you got very upset when I said the word Target.
Thank you for the recap. Yes, that is what
A lot of times, the companies that support whatever it is, even Chick-fil-A, funding, you know, Christian programs and things like that, it's the bare minimum that they do. It is such a small sliver. And so when a company like Chick-fil-A says, yeah, we donated $10 million to, I don't know, Baptist Health Network, right?
Yeah.
Or Starbucks says we donated $100 million to Syrian refugees or whatever. That is such a small sliver. It does nothing to their bottom line. It's like a literal drop in the bucket when it comes to it. So much of it is just moral grandstanding to get both a reaction from one side, because that's free publicity and free press, and to get people on the other side to say, oh, I can go and help and do something. It's like the Project Red stuff that Apple does, where they say now it's COVID research, but it was AIDS research for a super long time.
Well, they changed to COVID?
Yeah, every red phone that you buy goes to support health research or whatever. It doesn't do that. It does little. Saying,
even the red stuff for the AIDS thing, that I think was like, of like the millions and millions of dollars that they would raise, a lot of it would go towards the promotion.
Yeah.
As opposed to the research. I think it's like out of the hundreds of millions they raised, like only 15 million went to the actual research part of it, which is just crazy. And these are all numbers that, of course, I can't verify, but I know that was a thing.
But and then there's so much to do with overhead, but that's charities in general. I mean,
yeah.
If you're not careful with what charity you support, so much of it just disappears into overhead. So... With all that overhead and stuff, they're not doing it because they genuinely care. These corporations do not care about you. They do not care about like 80 to 90% of the things that they say they care about. Which, you know, having a economics education, I mean, I've read Basic Economics by Thomas Sowell, and that's about it. Which is a lot more than most people. Not to say that braggingly, but to say that disparagingly of many. The corporation shouldn't care about these things. They should care about the bottom line of the stakeholder, right? They should care about bringing back stakeholder value. But they don't care about these things. And they know, hey, if we go ahead and do this and we make a couple people mad for Christmas, they'll be back at New Year's getting their coffee.
Oh, right? Yeah, 100%.
It'll blow over because people want... You think someone's going to go to somewhere that's not Starbucks when they're in an airport? You really think they're going to go get a Dunkin' coffee when there's a Starbucks right here?
Dunkin's right? So bad.
It's stuff like that. Now, if you get a donut at Dunkin'.
I don't like Dunkin' Donuts. I don't like the donuts. The donuts are terrible. I'll boycott them over that.
Tim Hortons, then.
I've never been to Tim Hortons. We're not in the north
get
here.
Get me some Timbits. But they don't care. And... they know that it's all going to blow over and that a lot of these boycotts don't do anything. And I'll say that was until very recently with the whole Bud Light thing and Dylan Mulvaney. And
would you say Target too?
Target definitely got
But I'm pretty sure that one went back up. And then
They're back up. They do that every single June. If you look back like the last 3 years on the earnings reports for June at Target, I saw this a couple weeks ago in the news, and it's like they immediately drop down and then they immediately skyrocket back
up. What they're doing is just buying back stock is what they're doing. Okay. It seems like we're the fools.
Yeah.
Oh well. With the Bud Light thing. Now that wasn't a Christian thing.
No,
that's why I didn't like this. It was a very dishonest way of portraying things, like when they said the thing about Christians wouldn't go Starbucks over the refugee issue. And then, of course, a bunch of atheists start trying to explain to Christians how the Bible tells us that we should be allowing.
Don't you know Jesus was a refugee?
Well, they didn't even bring that up. Thank goodness they did not bring that one up. But it was the, well, their whole entire Bible is based on being like kind and inviting people in. It's like, I'm so sorry that you just took everything out of context that has anything to do with that.
No, I didn't take it out of context. But I only got the parts that I wanted to read.
Anyway, idiot. Exactly. But I was like that. These aren't issues that Christians are mad about. But that comes to Bud Light now with Dylan Mulvaney. That wasn't a Christian thing. Like, Christians weren't boycotting Bud Light because of that.
No, that was some people would say the silent.
They were
majority.
Boycotting it because it tasted horrible.
I lost the joke, but the
I'm sorry.
That whole thing with Bud Light, that was not just a Christian thing. I'm sure there were Christians who participated 100%. In that. And I'm sure a lot of teetotaling Baptists were very excited so they could say, yeah, I'm boycotting Bud Light too. It's permanent for me. But with that said, it was definitely more conservative-leaning people. It was more of a right-wing boycott than anything else. And so I saw that lumped in as well with a lot of these articles that I was reading this afternoon. I wouldn't call that a Christian boycott. But with all those separate boycotts laid out, as a Christian, what should our response be when we see people boycotting? We'll use Target or Disney, for example. We'll stick with Disney for this one. When they have, the pro LGBT characters and they have all these things that are pushing a very anti-God agenda, anti-biblical agenda and worldview. And now there's movements of we're boycotting Disney. We're getting rid of our Disney Plus membership because we can't be affiliated with these sorts of groups. I hear people say a lot, if I pull up my notes, Ephesians 5:11, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them, Ephesians 5:11. And so saying, using that, and there's a lot more to that in context as well, but that's kind of the root of that section, to say, why would we affiliate ourselves with these groups that are so anti-God and they hate God? Why would we affiliate ourselves with that as Christians, as lovers of the light, as lovers of God?
So I don't know about the affiliation part. It's a hard one. Because this is my thing with a lot of these boycotts is when I go and buy, like, let's say Home Depot,
yeah,
which I didn't even know was a boycotted thing until I was doing research for this episode, because I think there it was more of just gay rights stuff that they were involved in. A lot of it comes down to Christian liberty, obviously, with the conscience, with what the Holy Spirit is telling you. The Holy Spirit has never conveyed to me that shopping at Home Depot over Lowe's is, or I guess, I don't know, Ace Hardware, who shops at Ace
even
Hardware.
Well, even if you went to Ace, or even if you went to Lowe's,
they
all have ESG scores. They are all
100%, then that's
getting audited.
Exactly. And it's like there's, at some point, just comes down to you can't buy anywhere then.
Yeah.
If your whole entire mission in life is going to be, well, I have to follow these boycotts, whether you feel a conviction or not. You might feel more of a conviction against shopping at a Home Depot than shopping at a Lowe's or an Ace, and vice versa. And that's fine. And you should follow what the Holy Spirit's telling you.
Absolutely.
But this thing where it's like pretty much everything just needs to be boycotted at some point, and we all need to retreat back into isolationism. Go listen to isolationism. Be like the Amish, because we couldn't sustain life in the big city, and like in anywhere besides the country, where we'd be completely self-sustaining if we were to follow these boycotts. And I don't, they're not very productive either.
We want to have equal and balanced weights and measures, right? We do not want to, we want to apply the same standard across the board, right? By what measure you judge, you will be judged. So let's say, okay, I'm not going to shop at Target and I'm not going to watch Disney because of the LGBT stance, right?
Mm.
Okay. what car do you drive? Oh, I drive a Ford. Okay, here is Ford's Twitter logo and bio in
every
the month
June.
Of June.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I'll switch to a Chevy. Oh, here you go. Here you go. Here it always. Any car manufacturer. Okay, well, maybe you find Honda doesn't do that. Okay, great. I have a Honda. I went out, I sold my Ford, I bought a Honda, and now I'm doing this. Okay, what gas station are you going to go fill up at? Shell. Okay, let's look at what Shell has on their ESG score and on their DEI ratings. Oh, well, maybe I'll go to BP. Well, let's look at BP. Let's look at, you know, any number of gas stations. Okay, well, I'll make my own fuel from plastic or whatever. Okay.
yeah.
Where are you going to get the recycled plastic from?
And the whole thing just becomes a slippery slope.
Yeah.
At a point where then you're just like, I have to be self-sustained to do anything, or I just need to stop, and I need to be just in a community where we don't go out and buy anything. And, you know, there'll be your drama that you'll have there,
yeah,
but you won't have the drama of the world anymore. I look at it this way. When I go to Home Depot, which I go to Home Depot every single day, I spend money there every single day, and my intent is not to go there to support their stupid beliefs in any gay right thing or anything that will go against what the Bible preaches. Mm-hmm. That's not the intention of my dollar spending.
Now,
and that is, to me, the reason why I would say I don't have that conviction, is because I don't look at my dollar and go, okay, I'm going to go to Home Depot because they do that and because I want to give them that. And they don't have their employees coming up to me when I'm checking out and go, mm-hmm, I want you to know that we're using your money to support gay rights, and we really appreciate your business because this money will go directly to helping that cause. Okay, at that point, yes, I will go shop at Lowe's because they probably aren't going to do that.
And I was just about to ask you that. I was going to say, if someone walked up to you and said, hey, 1 cent from every dollar you spend at Home Depot is going to fund abortions and Planned Parenthood clinics in the state of Alabama, would you still shop at Home Depot?
No, I wouldn't shop at Home Depot.
You're right. And so when they're upfront with it, when they're very, this is exactly what we're going to do with your money, and you will have to account with, you spend $100, $1 of that, I almost said $10, $1 of that is going to be going to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Right. You are making a donation to Planned Parenthood every time you shop at Home Depot now, if they're that upfront with it. But when they take your money and they essentially launder it to all these different corporations and other companies and other quote unquote charities, it gets lost in that wash. It makes it more palatable for us. It doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it right, but it makes it different. And that with when you look at that, that's kind of where I fall, is how upfront and how in your face are these companies being with your money, right? When I spend money at Target, what am I funding, right? When I spend money at, you know, if I spend money on my Disney Plus, Disney Plus subscription, where is that money going, right? When one people don't think about is you're at a, you know, Taco Bell drive-thru. Oh, hey, do you mind rounding up for whatever charity? It's only 2 cents. Yeah, sure. It'll be easier for me to do my taxes later or whatever. I don't know.
It's fine. just go with it.
Nice round number. It'll look neater on my bank statement at the end of the month. Sure. And $15 instead of $14.98. Well, where's that 2 cents going, right? You have to understand that money's supposed to go somewhere. Where is it going to go? So those sorts of things do make it more complex and more different. Biblically, it was funny this morning. I happened in my devotions, one of the chapters that I read was 1 Corinthians 8.
Oh, stop it. I literally have that pulled up. Go ahead.
Well, I read it in my devotions this morning accidentally. Yeah, so I think I take precedent over it.
Yeah, but
that whole chapter deals with
meat
sacrifice to idols. And then you go to Romans and it also talks about
Romans 14.
Meat.
Or is that?
I think it's 14.
Is it 14?
It's 13 or 14.
We'll just go 14.
Somewhere
in Romans.
I'm
right. Okay.
But it talks about also buying meat that was mm-hmm, not just going and, you know, there was meat that was sacrificed to idols was thrown out. No, you're going to purchase the meat that was sacrificed to idols. because it's cheaper. You
want just to read some of it?
Yeah, you can read some of it.
All right, let's go to verse 4. So then about eating food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world and that there is no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. And this is 7 now, which I think 7 and 8 are very important. But not everyone possesses this knowledge. Some people are still accustomed to idols, or so accustomed to idols that when they eat sacrificial food, they think of it as having been sacrificed to a god. And since their conscience is weak, it is defiled. But food does not bring us near to God. We are no worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do. And then verse 9 talks about exercising this carefully not to be a stumbling block for the weak in conscience.
Yeah. And what's funny is, from what I know, 1 Corinthians was written before Romans. And in 1 Corinthians, Paul writes and says, hey, for the sake of the weaker brother, don't do this. Don't worry about it. If they're uncomfortable eating the meat sacrificed to idols, if they want to quote unquote boycott it, to use the word we're using today, don't do it. For their sake, don't do it, because they are going to get the wrong opinion on this. And it's better for you to not eat meat in their presence than it is for them to violate their conscience and then go off on something else besides the meat, right? It could go from, oh, it's okay to eat the meat sacrificed to idols. Well, what if we still had the idols incorporated in Christianity, right?
Right.
Well, after Paul writes, for the sake of the weaker brother in 1 Corinthians, he goes on in Romans to say, hey, weaker brothers, strive to be the stronger brother. One day you may be like the stronger brother who is not constrained in this way, right?
Right.
I wish I could remember the exact.
It's pretty much saying like, instead of, you're not going to sit in the same position, and it's not something that we are called as Christians. Hey, it's, if you have this thing that goes against your conscience, yet it's really not a problem. It's not, oh, it's cool to wallow in that forever. It's, hey,
you have the freedom in Christ to progress.
Right.
And to get beyond what that is. Now, of course, if there's someone who's been saved for 60, 70 years, and they spiritually cannot do this thing that violates their conscience, that might be a totally free, it might be totally okay for them to do. Maybe a woman feels like she can't wear pants. It violates her conscience if she wears pants, and she can't do it. She might be, like I said, 60 or 70 years old, been strong in the faith, but she just can't do it. She's not enforcing that rule on other people, but she just, for her own conscience sake, she can't.
Right.
Well, we shouldn't be coming along saying, you need to put some pants on because, you know, don't you know that you don't have to wear a skirt everywhere you go? Why would we do that? Why would we then enforce the weaker Christian to eat the meat of the temple? Now, as a stronger Christian, you might be able to say, you know what? I know that my money's not really going to these places when I shop at Home Depot, so I'm going to still go to Home Depot. Doesn't matter. But let's say you're on the job. Me and you go out on the job one day, and we're running by. You say, oh, we got to go to Home Depot. And I say, hey, can we? I know I'm the guest here, but can we not go to Home Depot? They fund a lot of pro-abortion stuff. Can we go to Lowe's? Well, I think as a Christian, you would be morally be obligated to either drop me off and say, you know what, I don't think we're going to work out together
on the freeway, baby.
Or
100%. Go to Lowe's. Yes, 100%. And the funny thing is that. A lot of people in this instance, if you asked that question, would say automatically, that's ridiculous. I'd tell them that, you know, that's, you know, they're whatever, where, you know, this is not my job site or something, but they come with some excuse like, yeah, that. I would still go to Home Depot. In the real world, situations like that have come up. Not with Home Depot or Lowe's or anything like that, but like other things.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not comfortable doing this. Could we possibly do this? And every time in those situations, I look at it and without even thinking, it's like, yeah, that's it's fine. Even if it's a little bit of a little extra hurdle to go through to do something or whatever, it's just the way that the Holy Spirit works in me. Is I don't like when I'm like, hey, I don't feel comfortable doing blah, blah, blah. And then people start pushing me like, oh, come on, blah, 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 blah. And so I always, with other people, it doesn't matter what it is, if it's a Christian problem or if this is just like a completely secular thing. It's the second someone is like, either my conscience is being violated to do this, can we possibly do that? Or it's, I just don't feel comfortable doing this. Mm-hmm. Can we do something else? 100% I'm like, we'll do something else. Because I know what it's like to also, and I think a lot of Christians need to remember that, you know what it's like to be put in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it happens almost all the time, right? When you have, especially when you have secular friends and non-Christian friends, like they're just, you know, or cultural Christian friends. And they're going to always be wanting to do stuff that is completely contrary to how we are supposed to be. And that's why when it comes up in my life and I'm the one in charge, which I find myself being in charge, especially with like kids from church now, the second I hear someone go, I'm just not comfortable with blank, we're not doing it then. I don't care if everyone else is like, oh, come on. But no, the answer is no, we're not. We're stopping right here and we're not going to do that. So yeah, 100%. If that came up in my world and in my soul, I will absolutely, we won't go to Home Depot in your scenario there that you gave me.
My dad would say growing up, when we were doing stuff with groups of people or groups of friends or something, he would say, it's only fun if we're all having fun.
Oh, 100%. I agree with it. Yeah.
And when you put it in, you know, okay, we're all going on, I don't know, we're all renting ATVs and we're all going down some trail, right? We're going off-roading on some ATVs, right? You and I might be good going 40 miles an hour down these trails and having a great old time. But the guy behind us, he might only be comfortable going 25.
That's me. I'm the guy. I'm the guy going 25.
But
I am,
it's more fun for everyone if we all stick together and keep going the speed that we all can manage to go.
Right.
Instead of, okay, I'll just take off and then, you know, leave you in the lurch.
Catch up later.
Yeah, you'll catch up later. Yeah. Right. That's not fun. And so but it's also the person who's having less fun is going to be pushed ahead by the people who are able, or not the person who's having less fun, the person who's less comfortable on the ATV is going to be pushed ahead by the people who are more comfortable, right? They're going to be showing him, hey, look, you can do this and you can get going a little bit easier on this.
And even going further with this analogy, there is a pushing ahead that is something that happens slowly, comfortably, and safely. And then there's a pushing ahead that happens when they're zooming ahead. And then this one feels, I'm kind of forced to do this, and then does something stupid
and get hurt. Or break the thing, in
this analogy, obviously, but that can also happen in our spiritual lives where I mean, bring up anything where there's a question of conscience and it's like, well, everyone else is doing it. Okay, well, I guess I'll do, because then, like you said, it starts going to other things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just because I feel this way, maybe I can do these things. Even though I just feel like, I have this weird feeling like I shouldn't do it, but like, you know, they pushed me with the other thing. Maybe I should try this too. And then it just keeps, and again, you have the slippery slope, which we talked about with the boycotts as well.
Go ahead. But fun is, for some reason, when we talk about having fun, everyone's like, oh yeah, I get that. But then when you say, and it should equally apply to, you know, Christian liberty issues, people on both sides, the weaker and the stronger brothers, get upset because the stronger brothers say, I want to do this and there's nothing that can stop me. And which when you say it like that, they probably are a weaker brother. But the weaker brother who might not be comfortable eating meat sacrificed to idols, he doesn't like that because now he feels like, well, I want to do what I want to do. And I don't need
to grow anymore.
Yeah,
I am mature, which,
So people need to chill out for lack of a better word. There's so much about it. Now, of course, there are times when it is a big deal where, okay, you know what? Now you've crossed the line, whatever company, we are not going back from this. You have been cast aside. I think especially looking at, you know, music artists, things like that. I'm not ashamed to admit, I used to listen to the odd Olivia Rodrigo song, you know, the occasional Olivia Rodrigo song is what I meant.
Oh,
but
like since, Driver's License Girl?
Yeah.
Oh,
she had some decent pop punk style songs. Besides
that. That's her song.
Sure. besides that, now at her concerts, she's giving out birth control pills and doing stuff like that. And it's like, okay, well, that's a line. And
yeah, no,
sorry,
done. I think it's really super easy too with entertainment, movies, musicians, books.
There's
things
so
like
much
that.
Entertainment now that we don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's right there.
Disney Plus,
and that's where I think that's where it becomes different with the company thing. The company thing is there's a service, there's a product I can buy, and then with the entertainment thing, it's like I don't have to have this.
Yeah,
like it's like your kid doesn't have to have an iPad 24/7. You don't have to have. Is it Rodrigo?
Yeah.
You don't have to have her playing on Spotify all the time. You just don't. It's Fall Out Boy's there too.
If
man, that just went right over your head.
You know, and there's definitely certain things that make it easier, right?
Yeah.
There's a Taco Bell and a McDonald's down the street from me. If McDonald's starts supporting, you know, and giving out birth control pills with their McDoubles.
Dude, what is this? I just asked for extra cheese. Why did I get pills?
if they start giving out birth control pills with their McDoubles, okay, I'll eat a Taco Bell.
Right.
I don't have to do that. But there's a lot of people, especially, you know, in more rural areas where you have a Walmart, and that is the only place you can go to shop.
And Walmart
groceries.
Is not the, you know,
no.
The beacon of hope for all humanity.
Hey. We either go 10 miles to the Super Target or we go 30 miles to the Walmart.
And you don't have the money for the gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so at that point now, we can't, if we find out a Christian brother or sister is having, you know, they're going and getting their groceries at Target during June, when every other Christian is, you know, posting, I'm not going to go and do that because I'm better than everyone. Well, what about the farmers in Iowa that's the only place they can go to?
Right.
And of course, that's a crazy example, but it is an apt example, because there's a lot of places like that where it's just you can't do anything else. That's where you can go.
And let's go to the Target thing. So that was it last year? It was a big thing?
Yeah.
So yeah, I remember it was all over the place. Everyone was talking about it. We're not going to Target anymore. Okay, I went to Target. I'm sorry. It's really close to my house. And also look at it this way. You just tell me. Are you going to go buy food from Target or from Walmart?
Publix.
But you have only those two. I agree with you. Publix is way better. But it's like, again, when I'm just right down the road from a Target and I'm going in for a quick thing to get, I, again, did not have a conscious problem with what they were doing and being like, my money is going towards funding this. First off, they're selling it, which is...
Now, in Alabama, it was different because they did put the sections in the back corner.
I was
going to
say, because I never saw them.
Yeah, they moved them to the back corner. The only places they were out front were in the blue states.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. The point is, I don't agree with what they did. I don't like what they did. And that's not the me chuckling here is not about that. It's I did not have this conscientious Holy Spirit effort coming against my soul being like, you don't need to shop at Target. It was, I don't agree with you, just like I don't agree with 90% of the companies that sit out here and support every gay thing going on, all the LGBTQ stuff. They support, you know, we're going to give out abortions or we're going to help with abortions, like especially when Roe v. Wade was, I almost said canceled, Roe v. Wade was overturned. Yeah. And they're like, we're going to we'll help get you to a state that will do it. You know, there any company that you come up with will do that. So I remember it was an interesting feeling because I felt as though if I had said, well, I'm still probably going to shop at Target and I'm still shopping there. I'm not sitting here supporting them saying, oh, I'm so brave. Thank goodness that they're doing that. I'm saying, wow, that's really dumb. And I don't agree with you. I just don't. But I don't, again, if I look at every place that I go shop, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Every Amazon,
Oh yeah.
Stop shopping on Amazon then. Like stop shop. Like you and I didn't like, and again, I don't care about me. I'm talking more about people that aren't as don't have a gravitas like I have probably.
That's a way to put it.
It's not, you know, it's not the right way, dude, but it's quiet. A way. Just be quiet. Okay. But it's making others feel bad.
Yeah.
For things that either they don't have the conscious problem or the conscientious problem. I cannot speak. Don't have
Areopagus.
A problem. Stop it. Do not have a problem with. And then you're trying to make it so that they should have it. Like, you better have a problem with this. And there's something wrong with you.
It goes from a loving, even a loving rebuke
mm-hmm.
to now it's stirring up strife.
Yeah, because a lot of this could be a rebuke. Like you were saying, there's sometimes where people or companies go so far where it's like, no, we're not doing this anymore.
I remember with some of the teens, years ago when Lil Nas X was popping off and all popular, then he released all his insane music videos. Some of the teens were, you know, still joking around, singing some of his songs and listening to some of his songs. I'm like, hey, I don't want to be the old guy in the back of the room who said, y'all, you stupid kids shouldn't be listening to that. But I don't know if you know this, he's done some crazy stuff lately, and you probably shouldn't be listening and supporting his music, because every time you stream one of his songs, that's money in his pocket. I don't know if they listen to me.
And in my opinion, too, that's a direct promotion of what he's doing. Because it's saying, people like what you're doing. Yeah. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
And then when he's like sitting there dancing naked in hell, and he's then telling us, oh, well, Brokeback Road.
Old Town Road
was about being gay. Like, the money and me singing it and promoting it is telling someone like him, what you're doing is good. And we agree with it, and you should continue going. I don't believe it's the same. And actually, I just say it's not the same when it comes to a store or a company.
Absolutely, yeah.
It does not. When I go and shop on Amazon because I want to get my thing in 24 hours and they don't send it, and then I call them and say, hey, your policy says I get $10 now because you guys didn't ship it. I mean, you said you would. I do that every time. You should all do that too, by the way.
I didn't do that. I don't know.
If it says you will get this tomorrow, and it does not come tomorrow, and they say, sorry, it's delayed, you can go, don't even call them, go on their virtual thing, and you can say, hey, I didn't get my item, and it said it would come. I know you have to give me $10 in credit, and then they will credit your account. And just keep saying it.
Also, did you know that you can actually be a cost to Amazon if you have their Kindle Plus program or their Kindle subscription?
No.
Because if you just listen to a book overnight for white noise, and you listen to more than 3 books a month on their premium subscription, it costs more money than their premium subscription costs, and so you're costing them money. I don't know why you would want to cost Amazon money. Don't know why you'd want them to
people
lose
have lost
money.
Leaders. Okay, Costco has $1.50. Is Costco bad?
We are not talking about Costco.
Speaking of Costco, no, I did. I talked about them last time because this is what made me think about the boycott stuff. I don't think there was a boycott of Costco. Do we hate Costco? I'm sorry. You know what I mean.
During COVID, they were insane. I remember going to Costco with my mom, and they literally were only letting 30 people into the Costco at one time.
How?
Someone was standing there, and then we had to line up going down the side of the Costco. And me and my mom stood in line for like an hour, and then we got in there, and we just like it was 30 people in a warehouse
eerie.
Like that.
Eerie.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was so bad. There was no music. There was no sound.
Dude,
it was
if we're
just
gonna boycott people over stupid COVID stuff, though, we're gonna boycott everybody.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna boycott.
But I mean, that was the only thing. Yeah. I'm sure that they're. I mean, they have a pharmacy, right? That's the other thing is Amazon has a pharmacy too. So it's like, okay, at what point do we draw the line? Publix has a pharmacy. Walmart has a pharmacy. All the grocery stores now have pharmacies.
Why don't we like pharmacies? Is it because of the...
Well, because they can provide abortion pills.
That's what I would assume was what the point
things like
was.
That. Do you get your prescriptions filled at CVS? Well, what's one of their big money makers? Plan B. So it's... That's why I'm saying there's slippery slopes, but every slippery slope has a line.
Yeah.
Right? We can go to CVS and get our prescriptions because it's... You know, at the corner of happy and healthy, and it's the or
that's
no,
Walgreens.
Walgreens is at the corner of happy and healthy, and it's convenient for us. But if Walgreens came out and said, "Hey, you know, every time you get your prescriptions filled here, we're going to ship abortion pills to states that can't.
These are ridiculous. Have. What are these? It's ridiculous. We hate Christians and God isn't real. Okay, yeah, cool.
Stuff like that.
I'll go to CVS.
Right. Yeah. That is the hard line on the slippery slope right. Where you say, yeah, we're
and
not.
It's not. Okay, and we're not saying it's necessarily a company coming out saying we hate Christians and God. But it's something where it's that ridiculous. Even like what Jeremiah was about to say, like shit. We're gonna if you do this, you actually guys, what we're gonna start doing now is every time that. Every dollar that we make, like you said, a cent is going to go towards helping people yeah. find abortions. Then it's like, okay, you're right. I'm going to stop then. And if Home Depot did do that, like you were bringing that up, yes, as much as I hate to go to Lowe's, I'm sorry to people that work at Lowe's. I just don't. It's really just one.
I like Lowe's a lot.
It's one Lowe's, and it is located near me, and I hate it so much. It makes me hate so many Lowe's. But I have someone on the inside who is trying to bring me back into the Lowe's family, and I'm okay.
You've got a man on the inside.
I'm thinking about it.
You've got a mole.
But like, if Home Depot did something like that, then it would be a no-brainer for me. It's not gonna be I'm praying about it. It'd be like, no, I know what the Holy Spirit's telling me to do. Mm-hmm. Going back to the point before all this, so if you are someone that go with the Bud Light thing, go with the Target thing, go with the Starbucks thing, you'd want to boycott these companies because you have a objection to what they're doing and you have a conscious... why was it so hard for me to say what I'm trying to say here? You have a...
Objection.
Objection from the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Luke. And...
For me.
and Jeremiah. About that. And so you're like, I can't go to Starbucks for coffee anymore. Then don't go to Starbucks. But remember that sitting there, a boycott, the problem with it is that you have to announce it. Yeah. It has to be an organized effort for it to work. Your singular boycott, okay, so someone just coming up to me randomly at church and saying, I'm not going to go to Hardee's anymore because I saw in 2005 they had Paris Hilton on a Bentley eating a hamburger half naked. Okay, what? that really happened. The Hardee's had a long time where they did that kind of stuff.
I've never had Hardee's.
Really?
Yeah, never
been. I love Hardee's, and I love Carl's Jr.'s. They're the same thing. So if you had Carl's Jr.'s, it's the same.
What about Red Burrito?
I never had Red Burrito. Huh. What is that?
It's in like, there's a couple Hardee's around here that have, it's Hardee's Red Burrito.
I would never eat Mexican food at Hardee's. Are you insane? I barely eat the burgers, but they're great. It's like,
would you rather eat the Mexican food at Hardee's or the Mexican food at Jack in the Box? Because they both sell tacos.
That's Jack in the Box, because actually their tacos are pretty good.
I don't remember. I've had
their tacos. They're actually pretty good. They're a deal. It's usually just like three.
Is there even a Jack in the Box in like a 90-mile radius?
No. Closest one, Florida? Maybe? I think there's one in Florida.
What are we talking about?
I'm sorry. Anyway, so yeah. But your one-person boycott is not an actual boycott. A boycott requires, or we probably should have said this at the beginning, who cares? Here we are at 50-something minutes or 40-something minutes into this. But a boycott requires organization, requires a lot of people, because it's to financially tell someone. Impact. I don't mean to say punishment. I almost said punish. It's not really. It's to tell someone financially, we don't like what you're doing and we want you now to reverse course. It's not, we don't like what you're doing and we're never going to come to you think and we're mad. It's we now want you to reverse course, which I think is what people miss on a boycott, number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, they forget it's organized amongst people. And this thing, I don't want people, and it is wrong for people to go out and be like, I'm not going to go to Target anymore because of what they're doing with the trans thing or the LGBTQ thing, and you shouldn't, none of you should go shop there either. I don't agree with you on that.
Yeah,
that is your conviction. Do not sit there and start judging me and putting, if you don't agree with my conviction, there's something wrong with you. No, there isn't something wrong with you. It is your conviction, not everyone else's. And that was really the big point of when I was talking about that.
Yeah. So do you have a do you have one of them there Luke's lists?
Back of Jeremiah's head is very interesting. All right. What? This comes from Jim Rinky.
Rinky.
Rink 12 years ago. R-E-N-K-E. Is that Rinky? Rinky?
I wasn't listening to you.
R-E-N-K-E. I would think you say the last one. Or Rink?
Let's say Rinky. Ranky?
Or Ranky, whatever. So this is 5 reasons Christians shouldn't boycott. Very short, because last week I had 17 and we only got through like 6. So I went with a short one this week. Also, you'd be surprised. There's not a lot of lists about boycotts. And every time I said, give me all the companies that are boycotted by Christians, or give me all the companies that are boycotted by whatever, it would never give me a list.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay. Number one. Boycotts give us a false sense of accomplishment. We think we're going to change something. We're not. What businesses have you seen boycotted by Christians? Disney, Procter & Gamble, Marriott. I forgot Procter & Gamble. That's one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Marriott, McDonald's hasn't changed a thing. And when it did force change, how long did the change last? How long before another company sprang up touting the same values? Which issue have Christians really won over the last 40 years? Now, that just seems like fatalism to me. Yeah. But that's like...
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't sound very optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, again, a boycott can work, but this thing where it's just like, we're not going to go there for forever, and then it's like, you're back there in a year.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. Number two, boycotts can take our eyes off the prize. We think we're doing kingdom work. We're not really. Our kingdom work is to make disciples.
So we should go into Target and street preach. Don't do that. You'll get trespassed and thrown out. And it's also...
I mean...
But... No, I mean...
You can't... I mean, you... Should, yes.
You can do
to
both.
Make disciples is our... We are called to do that. But it's like saying that... But then it's saying like, you shouldn't do anything besides do that. That's kind of the problem is that statement is a very blunt one where it's like...
Yeah.
Discipleship is the only thing that we're supposed to do. Okay, so
and every, it's like okay, so then
so we don't have to obey God.
If discipleship is the only thing we should do, does Rinky have a job?
Uh-oh. How dare he? Number three, boycotts are trusting in the wrong kind of power. When we boycott, we are stepping outside of the way God has chosen to work through the church. In a boycott, there is no grace, no love, no forgiveness demonstrated, only raw political, economic, or social power. Now, again, he is right that this is what happens, but that is not the point of a boycott, an actual boycott. There is grace, there is love, there is forgiveness, because it is action done by company, reaction or by consumer saying, we will no longer purchase or patronize your business until you reverse course, business reverse course, and then there's a reconciliation. That would be forgiveness. That would be grace. And that would be love, where it's like, hey, we understood you did something wrong. We're still shop at your store because you changed the path of what you were going down. So I don't, again, this is more of just like a, I'll give him that this is kind of how it is. Yes. But that's not how a boycott's supposed to be. But then again, a lot of things in this life, the way they're supposed to be never turns out, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeremiah. All right, number four. This would be Luke's list with Luke talking the whole time, all right? Boycotts keep the fight going.
What else am I supposed to say, man? Like, you say literally everything.
Man, what am I supposed to say, man? Come on, man. What are you, like, Joe Biden on me? What is this thing with the man all the time?
What
go back
mean,
and
man?
Listen to every episode, guys. He calls me man.
Come on, man.
Too much. Back to number four.
I got my hairy legs.
You touch my hairy legs in the pool, and it was spring up, and the... Corn Pop, he was bad dude. He was a real bad dude.
You know how they do? They take the razor blades and knock him on the curb.
The best moment of my life was when I literally called my dad after I saw that with all my buddies around. I said, Dad, do you remember that time in your life when you take the razor blade, put it into a rain barrel, smack it around so it would be chipped and rusted? And it was silence on the phone for like 10 seconds. He was like, yeah, of course. All right. Number four. Boycotts keep the fighting going. As we can see in this Chick-fil-A thing, a small boycott responded to by a forceful Christian support now promises to bring out a bigger, more forceful demonstration. Now, I don't know if that will happen, But what will it profit the gospel if we just trade demonstrations one after another? Thoughts?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you expect from me here?
I don't know. I mean, this one, I just don't think that it's a trading demonstration for demonstration. But if we're just, you just let them roll over you, I mean, sometimes it's better to turn the other cheek. And sometimes you can, if someone's, you know, threatening to destroy everything, you know, you can't just be like, oh, you know, we're going to just whatever. It's fine. Don't worry about it. You know, let's just move on. I don't think that everything needs a reaction. Sure. Chick-fil-A is really good. Mm-hmm. Number five, boycotts try to change hearts through force. Ultimately, boycotts try to force compliance. We might call it influence, but the truth is hearts don't change. People don't change their faith, hopes, dreams, and goals for life because someone stood or don't change, I guess. Oh, people don't change their faith, hopes, dreams, and goals for life because someone stood in their way. So boycotts try to change the hearts through force.
I think this person is conflating boycotts with protest and organized demonstrations because there's a difference between PETA standing in front of a Chick-fil-A and not letting people get in because they killed chickens and, hey, I'm not going to buy stuff from Target, so I'm just going to go get it at Walmart.
That's my list.
Those are very different things. I think he's kind of confused. He doesn't have the spirit. He doesn't have. He's confused. You know.
And that's my list.
Luke, I have to say without a doubt.
All right. Anyway, so we're gonna go through and
that
list
was
of-
an excellent list. You did such a good job. I'm proud of you. I hope that you continue to do great things, not just for this podcast, but really for this family that we have built.
This family.
Yes.
We're Fast and Furious. This is all about family.
It's all about family.
All right, let's go through. Thank you so much for that. I've been waiting for that for the past 49 weeks, almost 50
Vin
weeks.
Vin Diesel, what are you doing here? Okay.
Let's go through a list of some of the boycotts that I found.
Oh, these are ongoing boycotts? Or
so
previous?
These are ones that I just like. Well, this you can just tell me if you've heard any of these. I mean, almost all these are really, really
I'll just give you a yes or no if I've
So we talked Bud Light with the trans spokesperson. Target, trans clothing, and trans bathroom use. See, the trans bathroom use, I forgot about
that one.
And I didn't bring that up in this episode until right now. But yeah, they were one of the companies that said we would allow someone who was trans to use whatever bathroom they want. And then everyone was like, we're not going there because... And you know what? With me, I would still go shop there. I just wouldn't let any of my kids go into the bathrooms.
Or use the family bathroom.
Yeah. Or yeah, there you go. Home Depot, gay support. It was like some kind of like... It was like not like the camp thing or whatever, but it was like an organization that helps like help kids that like think they're gay, like, oh yeah, you really are. Like it was something like that. So that was a big thing. Red Lobster, Planned Parenthood. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, yeah, I found that. And watch me be wrong about that.
I guess I'm boycotting Red Lobster.
I did, I found
because I never eat there.
I know, I never eat there. Dude, I don't find their crab cakes or the muffins. I don't find them good.
I've only had them homemade from the box mix.
Yeah, and they're good. My mother-in-law did that. Then we had the Starbucks Red Cup.
Not the Red Cup.
No Christmas, just red. Disney movies, which pretty much was just Disney Plus. I don't know if people, this is the difference, did people really boycott Disney, like the resort and like the theme park for this?
Some people I know did.
But I think the majority was the Disney Plus stuff, because that was where a lot of this problems were. So it was indoctrinating the kids into, was it the Red Panda or something like that? Like
I don't think it was that one, but there have been a few that have had... characters.
And then the last but not least, I have every company with supporting LGBTQ.
Yeah, every.
I mean, every single company.
Every company.
Like, that's literally
every company. And that's the thing with the bathrooms, too, is, okay, if you walk into Target, they'll let me use whatever bathroom I identify with, but if I walked into Walmart, I guarantee you no one would say anything.
Oh, yeah.
I might wind up on, like, libs of TikTok or something, but...
And you've all heard Michael Scott when he went in the women's bathroom, because the men's was absolutely disgusting. I think we'd be remiss, though, if we did not point this out. And I did think about this while doing some research. If the companies we're talking about, though, have Christian leaders, there is a little bit of a difference here.
Yeah.
And I got 1 Corinthians 5:9-13. This is Paul, obviously, writing the Corinthians. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or is an idolater, reviler, drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. Mm-hmm. When I read that verse, I look at it where if it was a company, like if Home Depot was like, if it was Chick-fil-A, let's go with that, because they are a Christian company and they would claim to be that. They're the people that are in it. I think the structure that makes it where you can have a store, even though they just lie about it and say, yeah, we're a Christian. I'm almost positive you have to be Christian. You have to be married, all kinds of ridiculous stuff to get a store. If they came out and were like, well, we are going to be supporting, Pride Month here at Chick-fil-A, or we're going to allow this to happen, the trans bathroom thing, and we're going to start embracing Planned Parenthood, I would not eat a Chick-fil-A anymore. Mm-hmm. Because to me, it is, they are supposed to be, they claim, and they are now in a position where it is, they are a Christian company.
Yeah.
And we look to them, it's the same thing as In-N-Out. Because they are, I know they're a Christian company as well. And if I'm wrong about that, I'm sorry, but I'm almost positive. Hobby Lobby's another one. If they, as companies that have, the company itself is not professing Christ, obviously, but the people that own it, the people mm-hmm. that run it, the people that are the higher ups do that. And then they come out the next day and go, we are going to do things that are completely contrary to what the Bible tells us. I would not shop at those stores anymore for doing exactly the same thing that the people that own Home Depot and the people that own Lowe's and the people that own whatever restaurant.
Because they're held to a higher standard.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And they claim to be among us, and then they do something like that. Now they haven't, and thank goodness, because their chicken is amazing. And with that, that's the episode on boycotts. I'm sorry that I bloviated at the end. But I forgot about that point, and I felt
a good
like
point.
That
it
would be
well
a
worth it.
Problem not to bring up. Sorry, save the best for last. Next week, we will be doing an episode on why you are wrong about Mark Driscoll. I mean, men's conferences.
And the Jezebels. I mean, men's conferences.
Men's conferences.
Men's tanks. Tanks?
Yeah, yeah. Machine guns? Where can people find us?
You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at First Off You're Wrong.
Good save. Very good save.
You can also find us on X at F_O_Y_W. You can email us your listener suggestions at contact@firstoffyourewrong.
You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, but you already knew that. And with that, the most important lesson that you all learned this week is that first off, you're wrong.